Coming up on 910 here on the Mighty 690, and we're pleased to welcome in studio, as we do every Wednesday at this time, Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good to have you here.
Yeah.
Another hot one, but hey, we're making the best of it.
Yes, we're just stay indoors. I just tell you that.
That's right. So what do we have going on?
So we had business over breakfast today. Shout out to Denise with Grand Villas. They were our sponsor and a big blessing for our community. But our main speaker today was Eric Stafford. He is the Vice President of Government Affairs for the Kansas Chamber. And he shared a few things just happening at the legislation level and some of the things that they've been working on, some good things. But I'm excited to talk about a couple of these. One, he talked about just we've all know that there's some workforce challenges going on right now, not just across Kansas, but United States. A lot of people don't realize part of it is because all the baby boomers retired, and we have flat, if not negative, birth rates of the last few years. So we're just not having as many people, and those jobs are still out there. So when people talk about things going to automation, they're not trying to get rid of jobs. They're just, there's not enough workers for the jobs. So they are working on a few things just to help out with workforce challenges. For example, they have a tax credit bill that was passed this year to help with apprenticeships. So that's one thing that's kind of great. Working on some regulations to help childcare access a little bit better so more people can be actually in the workforce instead of at home. Tax rates and some other things. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting, they just passed some legislation to help with, for a better term, this is not the term used, but bullying by certain attorneys on ADA compliant websites. So it's a thing. It's in other states, but it's starting to creep this way where certain litigation, I think is the word you call lawyers, that will go after a small business owner because their website's not perfectly ADA compliant. And these small business owners, they can't afford to spend $30,000 in court, you know, over a website that's not closed captioned or something. And so they're trying to work through those regulations and just make sure that they're not like going out and bullying on small businesses. So I'm glad they worked on that. And that's something that's, some success that we're having. So other great things that they're working on coming up this year. So I'll keep you guys all posted. Okay. A few other great announcements. Oh, we had so many people today. It was a packed room. I think we had 50 something people. So it was awesome. First, I want to spotlight the downtown improvements. So Midland is nearing their first phase of completion and a few weeks away from opening up. I think a lot of people know, but just in case. So there's a concession stand area. There's a ballroom. There's some meeting rooms. Initially, it's just going to be open for just different events. So not necessarily the theater part, but they're actually going to have some events, and we're excited about that. And the thing I was so excited about is the lights. They were able to restore the marquee and the lighting. And so now if you come downtown at night, it's so beautiful and lit up. I just love it. So shout out to the board that's been really working hard on that. And as you know, I am blessed. I'm so grateful to be able to work in a wonderful building, the Perkins Building. Is full of history and character, and we're excited that we began a much needed restoration work on that building. So the city began a metal facade restoration. So I know we already had somebody call and they're like, are you painting it a different color? It's what is that that dark gray? But that is just the primer.
Okay, sure. Yeah, just not just trying to make it look like a battleship.
Right,
here,
right. You know? Exactly. That's just the primer. So, but I've just been watching all that work that's been done, and it's beautiful. Along with what the city was doing on the outside, we're working on the inside. Our bank doors had to be restored. They weren't properly locking, and they had holes and stuff in. We had a bank
Other
wall.
Than the ones that are the fake holes, you know, they put on for Dalton
not
Days.
The bullet
holes, yeah. They had some holes in them?
Yeah, exactly. No, not those kind. We have a wall partition that was coming apart, and then when we took the awnings down to work on the facade, we realized they were falling apart.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure.
So just all kinds of, those are just a few things, but lots of work being done on that building. Very excited about it. So be watching for all the progress and pictures. And we did start a small capital campaign just to help with offset the cost of all those projects, because it's, again, it's a historic building that we want around forever and ever and ever. So if you can help out and you'd like to donate to the cause or want to learn a little bit more, just contact me. And like I said, hopefully we can continue to raise money and continue doing more work on that building. Good news at Hillcrest Golf Course. They have 32 new golf carts that came in just in time for me for fall tee time. But for those that are really hardcore golfers, they're out there in the dead heat. I'm like, this week even, how can you be out in 102 and playing golf? But they are. They're out there. They're troopers. But, yeah, stop in at Hillcrest and check out the new carts. Montgomery County Action Council is excited to welcome a new director. Melissa Johnson is the new executive director, and she was actually at our meeting today and got to introduce herself. And so we're excited that they have somebody. I want to give a shout out to Kathy Taylor. She's the co-publisher and a columnist for the Montgomery County Chronicle, and she is going to be inducted into the Kansas Newspaper Hall of Fame this November. So that was a really great honor, and just want to give a shout out and congratulations to Kathy on that. A few more announcements from around the community and our businesses. The city of Coffeyville announced a change out and an upgrade of all the electrical and water meters. You guys probably had a news story on it, okay. But I know they have definitely more details on their website. So I know when they came to our building at first, I was like, who are these strange people? But they are in a well-marked vehicle, and they can share their credentials, so you know it's legit, but they are changing out those meters.
Well, and the cool thing, eventually, once it's all said and done, you'll actually be able to log in and see your energy usage, and you can help, you know, that can help you conserve.
Yes.
Like, oh, I didn't realize that, you know, I had my thermostat set to kick on at this time, or, you know, and
right.
So you can help to manage your own energy
usage. All throughout
the
day, you can see patterns by day, by week, I mean, throughout the month, yes. So they'll be more efficient in the long run, and at first, it... Some people may see an increase just because the old meters had been there so long that they just really weren't working.
Well, and people don't realize, you know, we're short of meter readers right now, too. So trying to get enough people to even literally have to walk the whole city to drive a little bit. But that's a lot of walking just to check all those meters. So
absolutely. Yeah. So some new good things happening at Cherokee Casino. They have new games that they just got installed down in South Coffeyville. So stop in and check those out. Those are pretty neat. Something else that the city announced, Bobby Joe from the city was at our breakfast this morning and talked about the graffiti. So the good news is it's all cleaned up. The city workers did an excellent job. It took them 2 days, but all of that area is cleaned up. And it's just sad to see because the city's working so hard on our parks. So Feaster Park, all kinds of great things that happened there last year. This year, Sycamore Park, they have the two playgrounds done, the exercise equipment, of course, and now swings installed. So Sycamore is pretty much done, a few little tiny things. But next year, they said North Park is the next one they're going to be working on. So we want to take pride in those. So it's sad. And I shout out to the individuals that ran out right away and started trying to clean it up. Unfortunately, the city said, hey, wait, we had to use certain types of stuff to clean it so it doesn't strip it.
Didn't want to make it worse.
Yeah.
Because it's always hard to know, especially like on that plastic. I don't even know what they would be able to use.
Yeah, there's just certain types of cleaners you have to use and be careful of. But again, thanks for getting that all cleaned up. Amy with Visit Coffeyville and the Coffeyville Historical Society did a big thank you today at our breakfast for everybody that came out and especially all the volunteers that helped with the murder mystery. So they had that on Friday, and we had people from Arkansas, Kansas City, all kinds of places come down for it. I guess that's kind of a trend. You know, they go around to different murders mystery places and stuff. So they said it was a blast. It was a great night, and they hope to do it again sometime. Probably not right away. Took a while to kind of get it all pulled together, but it was a lot of fun. And big shout out to Amy for working on getting that all pulled together. So, Midwest Pregnancy Center, they just finished a fundraiser. They call it the bottle something campaign.
Baby bottle
campaign. Yeah, had a bunch of baby bottles just collecting coins. They were able to collect $16,000. So it was amazing. I was very excited. Their next big fundraiser is coming up in September. It is their annual banquet, and it'll be over in Independence, and tickets are on sale now for that. Speaking of fundraisers, so Joe Brooks from Salvation Army was there today, and they had their little Christmas in July. So they were able to raise $1,000 just in one day on doing some little kettle ringing bells. So that was great. USD 445 has back to school registration this week. So tomorrow, August 3rd, you can go from 11 to 6, or August 4th from 7:30 to 12:30. You can do in-person registration. They'll help you with questions, with completing your registration, scheduling appointments with the health clinic, everything. So, and then the 5th is when they start online registration. So you can go in person this week or log in on August 5th and do that. Okay, we got a lot of events coming up, so I wanted just to run down those real quickly. The 7th annual VOD in the Ville is this weekend. I'm so excited. They still have tickets for sale on their event Facebook page, or you can stop in the chamber. And I think they'll even take tickets that night, so you can come in at the door as well. So, August 10th is Ladies Football 101. That starts off at 6 p.m., so make sure you get your tickets now. If you register now, you still have a chance, I think. I'm trying to think when the deadline is. It's coming up, but to get a T-shirt. You get a free T-shirt as well. But even if you register later, it's okay because you'll still get your season passes to the football games and all the fun that comes with that night.
Explain for the newcomers kind of what that event is?
Yeah, so it is for... It's for ladies. They call it, of course, Ladies Football 101. Yep. To teach you all about just the basics of what football means, what the plays mean. They introduce you to several of the players and the coaching staff. And they talk a little bit about what their game's going to be like this year, like what their focus is on, and just everything to make the season enjoyable for you and kind of give you a sneak preview of everything. And then there's dinner, drinks. They have prizes all night. Like I said, T-shirts. And then they give away season passes and... So it's just a nice way to get connected to Ravens football. And whether a lot of the ladies that go have been there every year, they know all about football. But there's also some people that are like, what does that mean? What is that running? I don't understand some of the passes. And so they walk you through some of that as well.
So it's good to have a fun ladies night out sort of thing.
Yeah, it is a fun night out. And they use it as a fundraiser for the football program. So August 26th kicks off the outdoor movie nights, and that will feature the National Treasure. It's going to be the movie for that night. So, okay, the big, big event coming up, though, is the Fair and Rodeo. I can't believe it's almost here. The summer it's already almost gone. But, of course, it's coming up. August 14th is when the main things kick off. Sunday night, there's a couple things. I'm not going to go through the whole schedule, but I just want to highlight a few things that they wanted me to tell you about. So the bake sale is at 6 p.m. on Monday night. So come on out, bid on those baked goods, help out the kids, and, of course, you get yummy treats. So that's always nice. Tuesday is when the carnival opens, and that'll be open all week. We don't know the prices yet. We haven't heard from the carnival company yet, but I know they'll probably have wristbands again and all that. And then Tuesday, we'll kick off bull riding. It's the L.J. Jenkins bull riding. Wednesday is the downtown parade, and that is at 4 p.m. And then after the parade is the bean and watermelon feed. And that's, I'm pretty sure, out here at Walter, out here. But Walter
yes,
Johnson.
Yes.
I'm trying to point the right direction.
You're close.
Yeah. And then that is, pink night for the PRCA rodeo. That's also the royalty coronation, so... Thursday is also rodeo night, and it's Patriot night. And then on Friday is the Demolition Derby. And they also have monster truck rides that they're giving out, both on Friday and on Saturday. And those are at 5 p.m. And then Saturday is something a little different. It's another Demolition Derby, but it's a little different. They're going to have Power Wheels Derby. And then another Demolition with some different types of vehicles. So... two nights of Demo Derby this year. And then, of course, all throughout the week is your rabbit shows, poultry shows, swine shows, all those bids and auctions going on. So all the details, everything you could just find on fairandrodeo.com. That can tell you that we are the oldest fair and rodeo around, because who else has that website?
I know.
Everybody has a fair and rodeo, but we're the only one that has that website.
Yeah.
So.
That's fantastic.
Go out to the website, learn all the details, get your tickets online, and get ready for a fun time. And hopefully by then, this 103 degree weather will be gone.
Yeah, hopefully get it out of our system, and then it'll rain, of course, because it's the fair.
Well, yeah. it's a week off, though.
We'll jinx the weather itself.
Hopefully that'll reset everything. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
So well, that's all the big events.
Sure.
I do want to say... just some save the dates real quick, and then I'll go into a lot more detail when it gets closer. But September 16th, there is the Carter Automotive Bike and Car Show. Also the 16th, that night, is the Ducks Unlimited Banquet. The 23rd is the Coffeyville Hispanic Heritage Celebration. And then coming up in October, we're going to bring back the Downtown Spook Walk. So Amy did that last year, and it was so much fun. So now there's going to be three nights of it. You get to come downtown and hear spooky stories and the history of the downtown Coffeyville. One of those nights will be an adult night. They'll also have some drinks and some festivities. So anyway, more details on all of those, but everything you can find on our community calendar, of course.
Well, good stuff. Now, so, we do have some excitement on 11th Street as far as construction goes.
Yes, I was going to start to mention that. Yeah, so everybody's been asking if Wendy's was coming, and so supposedly they are breaking ground now. I just now got contact information for Wendy's Corporation, so I will hopefully have more details on the timeline and kind of possibly when they will be finished. The good thing is new construction is always easier than having to remodel something. So once they get the basics started, it'll go up pretty darn quick. Same with Pete's. They are on track to be ready to go to open maybe by the end of August, if not very early in September. So that's almost done. And then Wendy's just around the corner. So,
and the plan is this is going to be a drive-through location.
Yes,
the plan,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Again, it goes back to workforce. Sure. A lot of chains are going that way, just kind of having a drive-through and making it easier and just pick it up and go. So,
well, yeah. I think people are going to be happy to have it either way. You know, that's it's going to be a big deal. So
people have been talking about it forever. We like our food.
We sure do. We like our food. That's some good stuff. All right. Yeah. Well, anything else, Candy?
I think that's all. A lot of going on. It's about that time of year where everything starts kicking off and keeps us busy. That's all right.
That was a great update. Lots to come here. Lots to look forward to here in the immediate future.
Yeah. Yep. Call me at the chamber if you want to know details on any of this or, just anything that's on your mind, and we'll be happy to help you out.
Okay. Yep. You're happy to be the friend to new businesses and existing ones, too,
of course.
It's always good. So, Candy Westbrook, we appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.
You have a great week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll be back to Open Line here in mere moments as we continue on the Mighty 690. We are heading up to a high today of 103 today in Coffeyville.